Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mau Pacheco. So a few years ago, I joined a nonprofit in the US. The simple goal was to use my skills, the skills that I have acquired in my long career as a software engineer, and put it in a good cause, right? So the nonprofit that I choose or that I get into is Somos Tech. So Somos Tech is a nonprofit that helps people in underrepresented backgrounds to break into tech, right? So such as Hispanic and Latinx, which I am part of that community, and allies. So I don't know if you know how a nonprofit works in the US. I certainly didn't know at the time. But nonprofits usually manage a lot of different things, right? It is my contribution is snowballed from volunteer to be the CTO of Somos Tech. And there I sit in monthly board meetings talking about two things. So the first one was legal stuff, like how to protect the data of the people that we were like getting, how to, I don't know, avoid conflict of interest. And you know, lawsuits is almost the American national sport, maybe after tariffs. And the second thing is managing the budget. So the budget in a nonprofit, especially like ours, that is very small, we get money from grants, from company match, or from donations. So the budget was a big thing. But as a CTO, I really wanted to focus in the technology part, in the strategy part. So these are the four things that I get myself involved into. So the first was maintaining websites and systems with the help of the volunteers. The second, like create content for hackathons or lab training skills. Building community tools like Resume reviewers, interview simulators, or matching mentors with mentees, and mainly organizing meetups with people or leaders from the industry. We fast realized that all of these can benefit from digital recognition, right? So each one of these activities, like for the volunteers, maybe the volunteer of the month, maybe for the speakers that went to our events, or maybe when someone completed a hackathon, or maybe a mentorship program, right? So all of these require digital recognition. So we went there, and then we looked for options, and then we realized that the biggest one was Credly by Pearson. This is non-sponsored. So we asked for a quote, and it was insanely expensive, right? So this was outside of our budget. It was something that we couldn't pay. So, you know, as a programmer, as a heart, I said, why don't we build one, right? So I pitched that to the board, not because it was easy, but because I think it was easy. It's going to be easy. So the board saw that with good eyes. I vaguely know about open batches and stuff. But we have 100 things more to take care about. So that went to the backlog. I have been in the Fediverse for a few years, but it wasn't until you know who, but Twitter, the one that we cannot name, that I moved my presence for good to the Mastodon. So I spent all my time there, and I got really, really involved and excited about ActivityPub, that everybody here knows what is ActivityPub. And then I start migrating my blog, right? So I start federating my blog, and then I write some posts about it, and then it got viral, you know, for the Fediverse kind of thing, viral, right? Like 5 reposts and 10 likes. But I really like knew the challenges of the ActivityPub and the potential of it. And then I remember my project of the batches. So I say, well, why I don't build one, right? Of course, I am not naive. I have a long career. I know that when someone thinks about a good idea, maybe there are others that are working on that. And yeah, I mean, I find that there are other things. I think the people that is behind ActivityPods is behind Activity Batches, which was trying to create a new specification for how to do this, how to federate batches into the Fediverse. But still, I think it was not what Somos Tech was looking for. And then I decided still to build my own. Now, I have a confession to make. I love .NET, so I know that it's not the first choice for many people in the Fediverse. I know, but I think it's a beautiful language. So I decided to build BashFed in .NET, and I knew that because it's not the first option for many people in the Fediverse, it needs to be scalable, extensible, it needs to be based on standards, it needs to be something that maybe people don't gonna touch the code of there, right? So I decided to do that. I didn't want to create a new standard. So, of course, I look into ActivityPub and OpenBatches. So ActivityPub and OpenBatches, as you may know, both are based on JSON LD. So this is language or a specification for linked documents in JSON. And I know that maybe here is going to be, I was thinking that maybe I could zoom in, but I don't know how to do it in Mac, so sorry. But basically, this is an open batch object. And it has many sections. It has a section like a batch, an issuer, and a recipient. So the recipient can be a URL or an email. So I decided why not to link the identity of the recipient with an ActivityPub actor, right? Or why not the issuer, which has an ID and a URL, can be that an actor, right? So that's why JSON LD can work on, like you just link a document with another one. So I discovered that in ActivityPub we have attachments. Attachments usually are used for images or for videos or all kind of things, but there is nothing that tells me that it cannot be used to actually attach an open batch, right? So this is how it looks like. So this is a node. This is an ActivityPub node that has inside an attachment that is an open batch. Now, the issuer, the URL of the issuer, it is the same URL as the attributed to, like field. So this is how you link that. There are a few other things about how to sign this and everything, but basically this is the main link between an open batch and an ActivityPub node. So now, this enables a lot of different things, right? So now issuers can be followed. Then batches can be like commented, you can share, you can boost, you can even quote. So these add social features to our open batches, right? So this is how it looks like. So it basically, this is a batch fed instance. You can see that I am taking right now an issuer from my batch fed instance and I put it that into Mastodon. So in Mastodon I can follow that and you can see that the nodes show there. The recipients or the batch is also there. I will copy that. I will go to my Mastodon and then I will can interact with that, right? So if I like fast forward a little bit, you can comment in the batch and then you go to BatchFed and it will show the comments. So people can interact with the batches directly in BatchFed, right? But now, because an issuer can post a batch, right? And this is an ActivityPub batch, issuers can also follow other issuers. And then issuers can receive those nodes. And then they can validate that those are actually batches. And then so here you can see that is how this decentralized aspect works. In this instance, I have external batches and I have batches of that instance. So they can decentralize each other. So now I can just view the batch in the original instance. So this is really a cache. This is very, very similar to how Mastodon does things with nodes. Because I can do that, now I can have relays. I can have one actor that just reposts things about a university, right? I can have batches for my indie games. So in the indie game industry can have a relay, and you can follow that actor, and then you can receive the batches for that actor, or for a specific industry, or for a specific region, right? So now the federation enables all of this, basically because ActivityPub. So, I mean, I have so many demos, and I don't know how many much minutes I have. Yeah, I think I have a few. But I mean, this is something that is working. Now, because batches now lives in the Fediverse, you can create your own wallet, right? You can create your own wallet. Again, this is based on standards, so you can put some code there that listens to nodes, check that have an open batch, it is linked, do some verifications, and then you can have your own Mozilla backpack, or I think it's called Batcher now, that you can have in your domain, you can have your batches there, your employees can go there, or you can, I don't know, say, hey, I am very good in this indie game, and have that in your own domain. Right now, I think it's not loading, but right now, yeah, now, you can embed those batches in your website. For some reason, the videos are not loading. Yeah, so this is my profile. You can go to your profile. You can just copy like a snippet, and then you can embed that inside. I will make all these slides available so you can see all the magic behind BatchFed, right? And The thing that enabled this was to Somosteq, and I know that this is LinkedIn, but Somosteq usually made use of LinkedIn to reach the community, the Hispanic X community. And then you can see here, we have issued a lot of badges for all the volunteers, for all our community, for all our speakers. They don't even know that this is the Fediverse. They just receive the badge, add to the profile. They have like these LinkedIn capabilities and they can interact with the badges. And they don't know that are in the Fediverse. So this is really now making an impact in our nonprofit. And now I want to expand that to other nonprofits that are out there. So the problem was traditional badge platforms were costly, but also were siloed. Now we want to create something that is standardized, open source, federated. It doesn't need to be in .NET. You can create it in Python but the key takeaway was it is not about batch fed. It is about the idea that we can link these two technologies and then we can do this in other instances. I want to see this implementation in other languages if possible, right? So as a developer, you can go there, you can try to help me in UX, core development, integrations, documentation. There is a lot of things to do there. There are already some people that has contributed, so thank you very much. I issue some badges. As an organization, maybe you can use BadgeFed, or maybe you can join community credentials. It is free for nonprofits, so they can just go there and then start issuing badges. Also, as a supporter, you can go to that webpage right now, badgefed.org/get/fosdem26. I don't know if my server is going to be able to handle 100 people getting badges, but
let's find out.
Yeah, let's find out. So you can break my server right now if you want, and then at the end of the day, this is going to be locked down. So take your badge if you can. There are a lot of challenges, scaling, how to search batches, how to do discoverability. This is not new for batch or only isolated for batch fed, but also for other kind of Fediverse implementations. Moderation, how I avoid someone to issue a batch that I don't want. It has some basic moderation like public and private and stuff like that, but still we need to have more, right? And then identity portability. How can we move credentials between platforms? How can, and this is something that we are having in Somosteq, how can they have their own instance and then move everything from community credentials to there. But this is not just for BadgeFed, this is our challenges for the whole Fediverse implementations, right? So I really believe in this project. So the question is not like how we are gonna transform it, but the question is how you are gonna help me to get there. All right, so again, these are the links and I can take questions.
All right, we've got a hand here, we've got a hand here. There was actual vibration where I was sitting, but I think that's because Evan was kind of drumming his hands.
Hi, what's the feedback from the community that you've received about the badges?
So I got good feedback, like a lot of people love badges, but the first thing that I received was that it was spammy. So. Because like if you are in a conference right now and you issue 100 batches, you have 100 notes, right? And if I put a hashtag that is FOSDEM, then people are gonna get 100 notes about that, right? So the first thing that I think Andy, you put an issue, I don't remember, but the first thing that we did is like we add some hashtags that people can filter from, and then we can, we did some modifications there, but, we still need to do more modifications, like for example, a batch that can have multiple attachments and then you can just issue 100 in one node, right? So that was the first feedback. But then another foundation from Poland then joined, and then I realized that everything was in English, right? So I have like a federation discovery, I don't know, like a way that you can federate with different batches instances. So that's another one, like, oh, I forgot to add a language, right? So, I mean, the more people use this, the more I will get like closer to something that everybody can use.
Just before Evan says anything, I think I've been a big fan of this particular project. I've been a fan of all of your projects. I'm such a Fedi fan, but from my background, I've been in tech for a long time, and yeah, I was at IBM and they do these you know, badges for your accreditation and things. And then I knew the Mozilla effort around open badges as well. So I just think this is such a cool idea. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. One of the use cases I think you mentioned earlier was about identity verification. I just wanted to check and see like how that works or what you think, where you think it would work. Like, this is the real Evan Prodromo.
Yeah, so this project opened to me a world of micro-credentials, right, that I didn't know exist. So there is a whole community there that is very active, and there are a lot of challenges that are not specifically about the Fediverse or the budget itself, but outside it, like, how do you trust an issuer, right? Like, how do you know? So you can actually issue someone from UK told me, hey, can we verify the age, right? Like, you know, now in social media, you have like this age verifications, can we like verify the age? Yeah, of course, like if you have a government and everybody trusts that government, you can issue an open badge. It is like, it has some cryptographic protections and everything. So it can help, yeah, it really can help. I really love the Federation, but the same challenges that the community has for the micro-credentials things apply here. There is nothing new about that, yep.
Okay, anybody else? Got one down there from Ian. By the way, awesome t-shirt, sweatshirt you're wearing.
Whose blog is that?
Does anybody know who writes this blog, The Future is Federated?
I think it's for...
It's a really good one. You should all be watching it. Sorry, Ian.
I saw this at Fedi Forum. I was blown away.
And, I remember that.
And I've been speaking to public service broadcasters who want to use this. And one of the things that they keep on asking me is, could you combine this with some of the bridges so then you could start to, obviously on your profile you could say, look, I've got this badge, but also you could also push it further as well. Because it seems like it should be possible, but...
It is possible. So I explore this in two different ways, right? So the implementation is very simple. ActivityPub plus Open Badge and JSON LD, right? You can also take that simplicity, go to Blue Sky and say, hey, I will search for all the posts that have a link, and then I will check if the link have an open badge, and voila, you have decentralization there. And the other option is like, I will create a whole taxonomy and stuff, and then in Blue Sky that nobody's gonna support, and then I need to have 100 million of users creating an app that just say that. So you have these two extremes. It is something that is pending in my backlog, mental backlog, but I am very bullish about ActivityPub, so I want to go there.
If someone wants to pay you, would the backlog be cleared?
Yeah, money can resolve a lot of different things. Maybe not passion, but okay. Yeah, of course, we can
Let's
hire somewhere.
Later.
Do we have any more questions for Mahar at all?
It is crazy to me that companies, like big companies, like Microsoft, like say the certifications incredibly. I mean, that is mind-blowing. Like, you need to have your own instance. So, but thank you, everybody.
All right, thank you very much.